BFBS,
the Forces Station.
So how long ago was it that you appeared on Britain's Got Talent? Are you allowed to still talk about it, or are you tired of talking about it now?
I was on in 2017 and it was brilliant. I don't regret a second of it.
And what made you mix like comedy and music together?
So I used to be in a band and I would play guitar in that band and sing backing vocals. I was never really the front man or anything like that. And then I started working at this comedy club on the bar, and that was when I was in my band. And I was watching all this comedy every weekend. And then every now and again, someone would put music into it. So someone would play the guitar or they'd have a keyboard and things like that. And I'd never seen that before. I'd only ever gone to like regular gigs. So it was a real mind-blowing thing for me. And also just to see how the gig would just go up to another level when there was music involved. And I just bit by bit kind of got the taste of it and kind of this feel for it. And then the band I was in split up. So then I was basically just working on a bar. And it was just kind of meant to be, I think, because I decided to give it a go. That was 2011. And I literally just have not stopped since that day.
And look, yeah, I've been to a comedy show before, and there's always a great vibe because everyone's like laughing away and there's always an applause. But at a gig, you know, you're not laughing. You're enjoying the music. You're grooving along. What's putting those two vibes together like for you, though, when you're on stage? It must be strange.
Well, I think that was the thing I had to work out, was how you switch from doing a gig as a band and how you do it as a musical comedian. Because if people are laughing at you when you're in a band, then something's gone wrong. Whereas if you're doing it as a musical comedian, then that's great. But you don't really want to have a thing where you do an entire song as a musical comedian and then at the end you get some sort of reaction the way that you do when you're in a band. There needs to be lots and lots of little stop-off points along the way through the song. So it shouldn't be you do a song and then people laugh at the end. They should be laughing throughout the entire thing. And also, I like to kind of come out of the song quite a lot. So when I'm doing it, I'll often stop and say something or, you know, mention something or whatever. And there's lots of little places for funny moments within a song. It shouldn't be just that you just sing it straight through. I have a bit of, you know, sprinkling of jokes throughout, kind of thing.
Yeah, love that. And we've already spoken about this a little bit earlier, but you recently performed at Download. You've got Glastonbury coming up this year as well, but you're also doing intimate venues, which I think is ace.
Yeah, I like every kind of gig, really. I saw a guy called Beans on Toast, who I know a little bit, do a tour a while ago of people's houses. He basically said, right, I'm going to go on tour and I'm going to do it in people's houses. If you want me to come to your house, let me know. And I was sort of following that and watching that on Facebook and stuff. And it was really cool. And it just looked so much fun. And I'd always really wanted to do it. And so this year, I've kind of set myself the challenge of trying that. And I've done two. I've got another one this weekend. And basically what they are is somebody who's seen me at a gig or whatever, and they want me to come and play a gig in their house. They get all their friends and family around. I mean, the two I've done was so packed out. We were definitely breaking. I mean, there probably aren't any regulations, are there, if it's just your house? But we were definitely at full capacity. And yeah, I just turned up and did the show in someone's lounge. So last year I was doing arenas with Jason Manford. So I like the fact that I can play someone's kitchen and also yeah, play an arena.
So if I get a barbecue going this summer, are you free to come round?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the sort of thing I'm talking about. I love to do, you know, varied shows. And like the one I'm doing this weekend, the reason they're having the party is because the woman that's booked it, her dad is 80. So no doubt we'll be singing happy birthday to him. I'm sure I'll get him involved in something. Apparently he's still a bit of a live wire, a bit of a party animal. So yeah, anything goes.
Yeah, careful. He's going to want your triangle. Well, look, obviously, thank you for your time today. Obviously, we're meeting because of Father's Day. You're a dad yourself as well. Here at BFBS, we've been asking our listeners for their best and the very worst of dad jokes.
Okay.
What's your advice then for the best delivery of a dad joke?
I think you just like the surprising ones. Like the other one I took a while for my kids to get was the one where you say, there's two fish in a tank and one of them says, do you know how to drive this thing? And they just couldn't. They couldn't make the leap from a fish tank to a tank. I was going, it's not a fish tank, it's a tank. They were going, but they still, when I was saying, it's not a fish tank, it's a tank, they'd still think that second time I said tank was a fish tank.
So I think like dad jokes are definitely funnier when people don't get them.
It's multifunctional.
How does the moon cut his hair?
I don't know. How does the moon cut his hair?
Eclipse it.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank
That
you,
needs
Glastonbury.
perfect delivery, doesn't it? It needs that crisp delivery. You did it really well.
But thank you.
That
It
was
did take me a
good.
second just to prepare for
It was
it. Do you ever
good.
have that on stage? Do you have prompts or do you just know the show, that you know the routine?
You should know it really. I mean, when you're doing new stuff, it's always a bit more tricky. But one thing that's great about playing guitar, because I do most of my stuff on the guitar, is that I can make little notes and stick them on top of the guitar. People can't see that, so I can just look down and see it. And but to look at it face on, you can't see it. So I've always got some sort of scribblings on there.
Oh, I love that. And look, seriously, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, it's
Finally, is
been
there
fun.
any messages for Father's Day for our forces and any more jokes as well that you can hit us with right at the end?
I just want to say thanks to everybody who's doing what they're doing to look after us. I quite often go away myself, but not for anywhere near the length of time that I know people in the forces do. Some of the forces shows I've done, I've chatted to guys and girls and all different sorts of people from all different backgrounds post show, and they've told me their story and how long they've been away from home and all that kind of stuff. And that always resonates with me because on a show like that, I might have been away for, say, a week to go and do those shows. And that to me feels like I'm away from my family and my kids and stuff. But they might be telling me that they've been away for 6 months or anything like that. So I applaud you for that and hang in there. And, you know, all I can say is that I assume when you get back from a long trip, seeing your loved ones is just even sweeter.
Johnny, that's lovely. Thank you. And before I let you go, do you have the penultimate joke for us?
My boy's favourite joke is, and he's 8, is he says, "Knock knock,
Who's there?
the interrupting parrot."
The interrupting
Quack!
parrot. Oh, I love that one. Thank you so much for your time, Johnny. And best of luck as well. Glastonbury coming up, and some intimate shows as well. Really looking forward to seeing you around the Forces world again someday too.
BFBS, the Forces Station.